This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadeh, and this is The Rundown. Top Trump administration officials joined federal agents from groups like ICE and the FBI in Chicago yesterday for targeted immigration arrests. The Sun-Times reports ICE officials were looking for more than 300 people with criminal records and removal orders. The arrests did not affect churches or workplaces. Mayor Brandon Johnson released a statement saying the city's police were not involved with any of the arrests. Dr. Phil was embedded with the federal agents all day and broadcast footage on his streaming service called Merit TV. It's not clear yet how many arrests have been made. Pro-immigration groups are hoping for an emergency hearing in federal court today to try and halt raids in Chicago. A coalition of organizations filed a federal lawsuit claiming the raids are political retaliation for the city's sanctuary law and therefore violate the First Amendment. Brandon Lee is with the Illinois Coalition for Immigrant and Refugee Rights.
While we have lessons from the first Trump administration, and while we know how to fight back against deportations, this feels different. This feels like Trump has his eye on Chicago and that we're being targeted.
Enhanced immigration enforcement started yesterday in the city. The groups want a federal judge to block the enforcement unless the Trump administration can show it's not politically motivated. The press office for the U.S. Attorney in Chicago did not respond to a request for comment. The legal team for former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan is presenting its closing arguments in his landmark federal corruption trial. Madigan defense attorney Dan Collins resumes today making a final pitch to jurors that his client has been wrongly accused. On Friday, Collins started closing arguments after prosecutors put Madigan atop a racketeering enterprise aimed at keeping his power and enriching himself and his allies. But Collins insisted that's not who Madigan really is. Mike is not corrupt, Collins told jurors. Mike is not about power. Mike is not about profit. Collins said that while the government's case seems polished, it's, quote, incomplete. It's misleading. And on the most important points, it's false. The Illinois Department of Public Health has launched a dashboard for data on firearm-related injuries and violent deaths. Dr. Samir Vohra, who heads IDPH, calls gun violence a public health crisis. He says the idea is to make information more accessible to the public and to give community leaders ideas to help solve the problem, like youth intervention programs.
A one-size-fits-all solution is often not the best way to do this work. Right? How can you really work with communities? And providing data is a crucial aspect of that.
The dashboard breaks the data down by type of incident, such as homicide or suicide, and includes information about victim demographics. State data going back to 2015 shows violent deaths involving guns were highest among men and people aged 20 to 29. The 24th annual Polar Plunge took place this weekend in Chicago. WBEZ's Anna Savchenka visited Oak Street Beach to see what it's about.
Several hundred people stripped down to their swimwear ahead of the plunge, but Matthew Marwitz had a special outfit for the occasion.
This is a banana costume, and actually, I put foam in here so it like a flotation device.
Just in case he had a little too much liquid courage beforehand. At noon, the crowd slowly waded into the frigid waters of Lake Michigan. I found Anya Delgado shivering after her plunge.
It was rejuvenating. I feel like I was born again. My feet hurt, though.
The Chicago Polar Bear Club organizes the event, and the funds raised will go toward helping four Chicago-area families. I'm the Savchenka, WBEZ News.
And something else you should know today. Chicago's restaurant world gathered last night to celebrate the best of the city's food scene. The annual Bonche Awards recognize leaders in everything from superb hospitality to best bar service. Avec took home the top honor. The staple of West Loop Dining was named Restaurant of the Year. Other winners included Le Bouchon in Bucktown, which won Best Neighborhood Restaurant. And in a hotly contested category voted on by last night's attendees, Spacca, Napoli, and Ravenswood was named Chicago's best pizza. Today's weather, it's going to start out sunny, then become cloudy, and we'll see some wind later this afternoon. The high will be 41 degrees. Tomorrow, we're expecting partly cloudy skies and for the high to reach the mid-40s. We'll see some winds as well. That's it for the show. If you like The Rundown, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for tuning in.